is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Good Monday morning to you across the state of Michigan. Scott Pertram sitting in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you for joining us. You can find us online, stevegruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. And you can find me on Twitter, too, at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. Wonderful, wonderful to join you from the studios here of the student radio station at Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan, where we hope for some rain today. Been dry since July 3rd. Things are getting a little bit crunchy out there and brown. But it is in the forecast today. If we get nothing today, though, no more rain in the forecast till the coming weekend. So we'll see. I know more rain, much more rain up in the Upper Peninsula, elsewhere across the state. But down here, we could use a little precipitation. There's no doubt about that. Get back to water in 1 second, okay? What we're watching this morning, President Trump, Vladimir Putin, with the meeting in Helsinki. There's supposed to be a press conference around 10 a.m. Eastern after they chat. We might hear some President Trump audio from his CBS interview coming up later in the program. Also, Hillary Clinton talking at the IFT, International Federation of Teachers Union meeting. She had some thoughts on Brett Kavanaugh, and you'll be shocked to know that she doesn't like him very much. We're going to hear those Hillary Clinton comments as well. And also in this hour, we'll talk with Davina Davidson, actually Steve Will, who's a patient at Sparrow Carson Hospital, Pat Kolbeck, who's running for governor. Current state senator here in Michigan. We'll talk with him this hour as well. And I, of course, am the general manager here at the student radio station at Hillsdale College. Find out what we do at hillsdale.edu and also teach journalism. You can find my podcast up at National Review. It's called Political Beats, where we talk with people in politics about music, their favorite band. This week, the Beatles, our second part of our Beatles look. Will drop later on this morning. Part one is up, and it's, I believe, our most listened to episode. You can do it too. NationalReview.com, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, etc. Told you we get back to the water issue. I read the Detroit Free Press and the Chicago Tribune each Sunday. I'm a sucker for the Sunday paper. And in the Tribune this week, if a headline... Lakes overflow traced to Superior. System sends extra water downstream to Lake Michigan, adding to shore erosion. Let me read you a little bit of this, and that'll make my point. For nearly a century, a dam at the head of the St. Mary's River near Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, has been used like a faucet, controlling the amount of water flowing from Lake Superior into Lakes Michigan and Huron. In the past 5 years, following a swift rise in lake levels, the relatively obscure Lake Superior bore that regulates the amount of water released has stepped up those discharges, raising an outcry from a group representing property owners along the shoreline of Lake Michigan and potentially harming seasonal tourism. Several factors have contributed to rising water levels and shoreline erosion, including increased precipitation and runoff, but Lake Superior outflow is exacerbating the problem. Last year, the amount of water released from Lake Superior into Lakes Michigan and Huron was the highest in 32 years. This month, Lake Superior measured about 9 inches above its long-term average, but almost 5 inches below its levels from last July. Lakes Michigan and Huron were recorded at nearly 2 feet above their historic average and a half inch higher than a year ago. It's a long piece, but the point here is that there's a ton of water in the Great Lakes now. So much in Lake Superior that they're pushing it out toward Lake Michigan and Lake Huron. People in Lake Michigan and Huron don't like it because more water means smaller shorelines, bad for tourism, etc., etc. Okay, now, if you're like me, you've been reading the news for quite some time. I can recall a time not that long ago at all, when we were told, and it was fact, I mean, the Great Lakes, especially Michigan and Huron, were at all-time record low water levels, and there was no end in sight, and we should adapt, and it was due to climate change. And now, thanks, everyone, climate change was causing record low water levels in the Great Lakes, and we can't do anything about it, and we're stuck. This was less than, right about 5 years ago. 5 years ago. So I went back and I found some of these pieces, okay? Now remember, the big story now is there is so much water, we don't know what to do with the water. Superior is pushing it to Michigan and Huron. We don't want it. There's just too much water in the Great Lakes. This is from 5 years ago, mlive.com. Lakes Michigan and Huron hit all-time record low water levels. No end to low water trend in sight. That's right in the headline. No end to low water trend in sight. And here we are 5 years later, we have far too much water. The story, boaters on Lake Michigan and Huron, both commercial and recreational, are left asking how low will the water levels go after a new low water record was reached in January. Inside, they say, hey, we got to do some big dredging to allow ships to get past and recreational boats. And why is the water level dropping? Above average evaporation rates during the late summer and fall months, meaning it's hotter, more evaporation, climate change. MPR News, this is Minnesota Public Radio, Great Lakes water levels reaching record lows, April 2013. Inside here, what do we find? Jay Austin, researcher at the Large Lakes Observatory, University of Minnesota, Duluth, documenting a strong connection between declining ice cover and warmer lake temperatures. Scientists at the Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration studying the interplay between low water levels, shrinking ice cover, and warm water temperatures, they have already concluded that climate change is playing a role in determining Great Lakes water levels. Yes, climate change to blame for record low levels 5 years ago. NBC Chicago, Lake Michigan water levels hit record low. Raising concerns over the Great Lakes becoming a consistently diminishing resource of fresh water. Nope. And finally, Crane's Detroit Business 5 years ago. Less than 5 years ago, October 2013, with Great Lakes stuck at historic lows, talk turns to adapting. One person, assuming that climate-related impacts are going to continue, and there's no reason to believe they won't, I think we need to change our mindset, so rather than reacting to these issues every time, we need to start thinking about how we can be adaptive to these issues. Later on, talk about climate sustainability, climate adaptation. Less than 5 years ago, people were freaking out that the Great Lakes water levels were low and would be stuck there for years and years to come, and we had to adapt and dredge and stop doing that. 5 years later, there is so much water, no one knows what to do with it. Superior overflowing into Michigan and Huron. Maybe, climately, we don't quite know as much as we think we know. Maybe. Scott Bertram in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.